News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Sunday said a befitting response will be given to those responsible for the Naxal attack in Chhattisgarh at an appropriate time. He also said search operations are continuing in Chhattisgarh following the encounter. As far as the numbers are concerned, both sides have suffered losses, and exact casualty figures cannot be ascertained immediately, Shah said, after cutting short his election campaigning in Assam. The Home Minister was flying back to Delhi to take stock of the situation. Our security men have lost their lives. We will not tolerate this bloodshed, and a befitting reply will be given at an appropriate time, he added. Bodies of 17 of the 18 jawans missing after the encounter were recovered on Sunday, taking the death toll to 22, police said separately. The dead body of another jawan was recovered on Sunday, taking the toll to 23. Though Shah arrived at Sualkuchi in Jalkubari constituency after addressing his first rally of the day to campaign for NEDA convener Hemant Biswa Sarma, he left without making any speech on learning of the Naxal attack. He took a helicopter to Guwahati en route to Delhi to take stock of the situation. Before leaving, the Home Minister told reporters he was appealing to people to vote for Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma to ensure Sarma's victory by a huge margin. He added that the vote would strengthen the hands of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his work in Assam and the Northeast. Shah said that both Chief Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and Sarma are working to develop the state, and we want this to continue. The Congress had earlier charged that there was discord between the Chief Minister and a key minister without naming them. This is a golden opportunity for the people to give BJP and our team another 5 years, so that we can ensure a flood-free, developed Assam, Shah said. The Union Minister said that Sharma's contribution in this development process is immense, and as the convener of Northeast Democratic Alliance, he is also needed for the development of the entire Northeast. He accused the Congress of beginning the election campaign in the state on the promise of protecting its identity and pride, but ending up by stating that AIUDF chief Badruddin Ajmal is Assam's identity. I just want to ask that when Vaishnav saints Srimant Shankardeva, Mahadeva, brave Ahom General Lachit Barphukan, and Bharat Ratna's Gopinath Bordoloi and Bhupen Hazarika are linked to Assam's pride and identity, can Ajmal represent or occupy the same space? He asked rhetorically. The Home Minister claimed the Congress has lost its way and also its appeal among the people. They cannot take the state forward on the path of development. It is the BJP which has, however, pulled Assam out of the morass of violence and taken it on the path to progress and development. In a strongly worded rejoinder to West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, the Election Commission has rejected her claim about the presence of outsiders at a polling booth in Nandigram as factually incorrect and devoid of substance. The EC sent the letter to Banerjee on Saturday in response to a complaint filed by her on April 1, when polling was held in Nandigram, alleging irregularities in the polling process. In its point-by-point rejoinder, the EC said Banerjee's letter regarding booth capturing and the presence of outsiders at a polling booth in Boyal was preceded by a massive coverage all over the country, which showed dozens of audiovisual shots of your being in this polling station, and literally hurling an avalanche of allegations on some officials working with the government of West Bengal itself, paramilitary forces, and eventually the Election Commission. Citing reports received from the ground, including its observers, the poll body said, it is self-evident from the perusal of all the reports that the allegations mentioned in your handwritten note are factually incorrect, without any empirical evidence whatsoever, and devoid of substance. The Commission said it is a matter of deep regret that a media narrative was sought to be weaved hour after hour to misguide the biggest stakeholders, which is the voters, by a candidate who also happens to be CM of the state. At least this should have been appreciated, that the sideshow was fraught with immense potential to have an adverse impact on law and order across West Bengal and maybe in some other states, it said. And all this was being done when the election process is on. There could not have been a greater misdemeanor, the letter stated. Banerjee, who was contesting the polls from Nandigram, had visited a polling booth in Boyal when polling was underway on April 1. According to Chief Electoral Officer Ariz Aftab, wheelchair-bound Banerjee was stuck in the booth for almost 2 hours as two groups raised slogans against each other. A large number of CAPF personnel and senior officers reached there and brought out the Chief Minister after bringing the situation under control. Later, Banerjee blamed outsiders for creating trouble. She also accused the EC of not acting on complaints of alleged irregularities in the polling process in Nandigram, lodged by her party, Trinamool Congress. Refuting claims that farmers have left protest sites along the Delhi border, Bharatiya Kisan Union leader Rakesh Tikayat on Sunday said they had gone to the fields to work and would return when the central government was free from West Bengal elections. Farmers, mainly from Punjab, Haryana, Western Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan, have been protesting at the Delhi border for over 4 months now against the centre's 3 agri-marketing laws and have demanded their repeal along with a legal guarantee on the minimum support price mechanism. Tikayat, who reached Gujarat to drum up support for the stir, began his 2-day visit by praying at the Ambaji temple in Banaskantha district and then addressing groups in Ambaji and Palanpur. He told a gathering that the 3 laws were enacted to help businessmen and not farmers, and the latter had decided to not move from the protest sites till victory, that is, acceptance of all their demands, was achieved. All reports that farmers have left the agitation sites are wrong. Farmers come and go. At present, they have gone to work in their fields. We have told them to come back once the government is free from Bengal elections. The entire government is camping in Bengal. Once the government returns, we will start negotiations with it, Tikayat claimed. He said farmers from Gujarat must also join the protest in large numbers so that the country feels confident that cultivators from the state, from where some of the big leaders hail, a possible reference to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, are also against the new laws. Exhorting farmers from Gujarat to use tractors to protest, Tikayat said, these vehicles are the tanks of farmers and were put to good use in Delhi to remove police barricades. While former Gujarat Chief Minister Shankar Singh Waghela accompanied Tikayat in his rally from Ambaji to Palanpur, Congress MLA Geni Ben Thakur welcomed the BKU leader when he entered the state earlier in the day. Anti-coup demonstrators in Myanmar, adept at finding themes to tie together protests nationwide, took to the streets holding painted eggs in a nod to the Easter holiday on Sunday. In the biggest city of Yangon, one group marched through the insane district, chanting and singing protest songs and cradling eggs bearing the slogan Spring Revolution. Many of the eggs also bore a drawing of the three-fingered salute, a symbol of resistance to the February 1 coup. At dawn in Mandalay, the country's second largest city, demonstrators gathered on motorbikes to shout protests against the power grab that overthrew the democratically elected government. Myanmar's military has violently cracked down on protesters and others in opposition, with the latest civilian death toll since the coup at 557, according to the Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. More than 2,750 people have been detained or sentenced, the group said. On Sunday, security forces opened fire on a crowd of protesters in Pinmana, in central Myanmar, killing at least one person, local news outlet Kithit Media reported. Pope Francis, in his Easter Sunday address at St. Peter's Basilica, prayed for the young people of Myanmar, committed to supporting democracy and making their voices heard peacefully, in the knowledge that hatred can be dispelled only by love. Sunday's so-called Easter egg strike follows other themed days. They included a flower strike in which protesters laid flowers in public places to honor those killed by security forces, and a silent strike in which people across the country left the streets deserted. Dr. Sasa, the Myanmar Special Envoy to the UN, who goes by one name, posted an image of painted eggs on Twitter and wrote that Myanmar's people have a great future in federal democracy, reflecting hopes for the military to step down and reinstate a democratic system. Security forces have continued to spread fear among ordinary citizens. Overnight, a resident of Yangon recorded a video of a group of soldiers and police using slingshots to fire stones at the windows of homes, breaking the night silence. At other times, soldiers and police keep up their intimidation at night with raids on neighborhoods, during which they shout abuse, shoot at random, make arrests, and vandalize property. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.